There have been an unprecedented number of fatal shark attacks and shark sightings off Australia's western coast in the past 2 years. And while the attacks have taken their toll on tourism, one group at least is benefiting. That's the sharks themselves. Currently, scientists don't know much about the sharks in the region, partly because Western Australia is so vast and isolated. But with swimmers, surfers and divers demanding to know why the attacks are increasing and what they can do about them, researchers are now taking a closer look at the sharks. Kate Hairsine reports from the Western Australian capital of Perth.
It is a perfect summer's morning here at Scarborough, one of Perth's most popular surf beaches. The solid swells attracted quite a few early morning surfers, myself included. As I head down to the water, the Shark Patrol helicopter starts to hover ominously overhead. It's a bad sign.
Shark sighting this morning. Please stay out of the water.
Alerted by the shark alarm, the surfers are quick to paddle out of the water. One of them is John DiCarlo, who's been coming to this beach for over 40 years.
Do you have a feeling now that there's more shark alarms than when you were here growing up?
I don't have a feeling. I know there's more shark alarms now than when I was growing up, absolutely.
How was it when you were a kid?
As far as shark alarms, it was like a novelty. It would be once or twice a year, and now it's like three times a week.
The number of sharks sighted off the West Australian coast might have increased, but no one actually knows what this means. Are there more sharks around? Or have shark numbers actually stayed the same? It's just that the sharks have changed their behaviour. Or is it that, sensitised by the media, more people are actually reporting shark sightings? The problem is that there is just no hard data. There have been virtually no stock assessments of sharks here, until now that is.
Well, the one that most people are worried about is the great white shark. That's the one from films, and that's been associated with 5 attacks over the last 18 months now, which is fairly unprecedented in our history.
That's Dr. Rick Fletcher. He's the Executive Director of Research at the Department of Fisheries Western Australia. In the past year, the department has started a great white research project. So far, researchers have tagged 110 animals and taken genetic samples at the same time.
Through time, we'll build up an understanding of the genetic diversity of the sharks that we're catching and whether or not just a simple mark recapture, how many sharks are we recapturing, are we recapturing the same one? And through that, through time, we might be able to come up with a population estimate. But that's likely to be 5 to 10 years, not 1 or 2 years.
The tagging project will also map the great white's movements and try and find out if they favour certain locations under certain conditions.
A lot of the information we've got so far from the satellite tagging is of one shark over a period of time. What we're looking for is how does that behaviour change between years, and is that then correlated with some type of oceanographic conditions? And if we can get some understanding of whether it's correlated with that, then we might get a better understanding of when the risk in different areas is going to be higher or lower.
Back at the beach, I've organised to meet Dr. Nathan Hart. He's not only an avid beachgoer, he's a neurobiologist at the Oceans Institute at the University of Western Australia. He and other scientists at the Institute have quite a unique area of research. They study shark sensory systems, and they've just won a funding grant to research shark deterrence, a hot topic in a country where 85% of people live within 50 kilometres of the coast.
We're trying to understand as much as we can about how the shark senses the world around it and then try and use what we know to manipulate their behaviour.
The Institute's going to look at things such as whether certain sounds or chemicals can scare off sharks, and they'll also examine potential deterrents like bubble curtains, which are already used to guide fish away from intakes at power stations. Hart is particularly partial to the idea of strobe lights as a potential shark deterrent.
It's a nice way which can be deployed in the ocean. It has no lasting effects and can potentially be deployed in different ways, on a surfboard, on an individual swimmer, on buoys situated off the beach. So I think that has a lot of promise if it works.
Some of the ideas might sound simple, but the research is complex, involving studies of sharks' physiology and their reactions in the Institute's aquarium. To make it even more complicated, the scientists have to test if a particular deterrent will work for a wide range of shark species.
Take the white shark and the bull shark, for example. They have very different life histories. They feed on different things. The bull shark will go into fresh water, the white shark won't. So quite different biology, and the sensory systems are designed in different ways. But there are important differences which may influence behaviour, and so we need to make sure we're covering all bases.
The Shark Patrol helicopter gives the all clear, and the beach opens again to swimmers. It seems that until the shark research results start to come in, for the next few years at least, Perth swimmers will be relying on old-fashioned technologies of binoculars and sirens to warn them of sharks. For DW, this is Kate Hairsine in Perth.